All right, Tim Geiser. Wow, maybe the story of the day. Like, obviously, good for Australia, but second moto. Did you know what you were going to do? Did you know where you were going to pull that and everything?
Actually, I felt really comfortable all the weekend, and when Jet caught me, I had a couple of bad laps with the lappers. You know, didn't hit the best lines. And then he passed me, and then was three laps to go or four laps to go. And then he copied all my lines, you know. So actually, like, I had to found new lines because I had quite good lines, you know, like outside, cutting over. And then, like, three corners to go, you know, like before the triple up.
Thanks, Raj. Thanks for this.
Before the triple up, like, we were both going inside. The road was super deep, but on the exit was a big hole. Where you couldn't really get a drive. So I said, I don't have nothing to lose. So I jumped completely outside. I opened up the corner and had a good drive on the triple. So I was on the left side of him, and then just make a nice block pass. And
wasn't something you planned. You just saw the opening.
Actually, it was not easy to plan, you know, because the track was really rough. And I mean, three corners to go. I just tried, you know. There was nothing to lose.
You were really good on that split lane on the inside. You were using that to catch Eli. You were using it to – that was a really good line there. So, you, like you said, you had some good spots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the track was really technical today, so you really had to be smart, clever, need to find a good lines, you know. And I think I managed quite well. Solid starts, make some good passes on the beginning, and riding was good, so I was happy.
So when he was catching you a little bit, were you aware? Were you marking him? Did you know it was him and all that?
Actually, like, was not easy to see the pit board. So he caught me a little bit on surprise, let's say, when he was so close to me. And then when he passed me, but I know at that moment I was kind of like cruising, you know. I still have some something in me, you know, if I had to push more. And then last three laps, so when he passed me, I think we pushed both a little bit more, and I think it was interesting, it was good racing, and I think it was good for the public. I think we both enjoy it, I enjoy it, so it was good.
A little bit of pride there for you two to be like, hey, MXGP guys, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think the track was like kind of like suitable for Europeans, but also for Americans, you know. The track was a bit more open. Last year in Erne was kind of like traditional European style track, you know, tight, small track. But I think here we all enjoy it, you know. I was really looking forward coming here to having a nations here, so it was good.
You lost out on the championship, which, you know, lost out a bunch of money, but does this help a little bit dominating the world?
I mean, feels good now, you know, to finish the season so strong. Obviously disappointed, you know, to not winning the title, because we were really close. But that's motocross, you know. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. It gives me a lot of motivation for next year and for off season. And like I said, it's good to finish the season on a high note with the good rides. So in the off season, you know, like I said, big motivation for trainings and to came out, you know, in 2025 even stronger.
Okay, great job there. It was really cool to watch you. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. Cool.